This is Justin Lewis from Something From Nothing, a podcast about the creative process and the individuals involved. You are listening to part two of a two-part series highlighting the music coming to Paducah May 18th and 19th for the Lowertown Arts and Music Festival. The previous episode featured the local musicians who will be at the festival, those who are from the Paducah and Murray area. This show will focus on the acts traveling a bit further to play our fair city. Back again is Becca Halbmeyer representing McLib, Shandon Simmons of Fair Seas and the Rotunda Project fame, and musician Melanie Davis, who is in Cruel Waves in addition to regularly playing solo shows. Welcome back, guys. I'd like to start this show off by talking about a band coming from Asheville, North Carolina. It's sort of an interesting story as to how this group got booked. My wife and I were in Asheville late last year, and as we were touring some of the art galleries, I struck up a conversation with one of the assistants. Turns out this assistant plays in a band named Okapi and gave me some information to look them up, so I did. And I liked what I heard, so I shared this finding with Seth Murphy, who is the music director for the festival. We both agreed their groovy, unique sound would be a good fit for the festival. So if you like funky string music, look for Okapi on the Harrison Street stage. And here's one of theirs called Partisan. Let's move on to something more traditional. The headliner this year is the Daryl Scott Band. Shandon, what should the audience expect from the main act?
Daryl Scott is... I was really impressed whenever I took a listen to his music. He kind of had a... He reminded me of William Elliott Whitmore a little bit. Kind of had that... bluegrass sound, but really more just kind of a really southern kind of gritty sound. And I really enjoyed listening to some of his music, and the lyrical content had quite a bit of, like, you know, normal man honesty, you know, mm-hmm. normal man pain. Right. Average, being incredibly average, and what it is, the struggles that accompany that. It's very hard to be a normal man as opposed to someone who takes, which I guess the saying doesn't really hold as much weight anymore, the road less traveled. Mm-hmm. I would say that it's pretty balanced now. How many people take that road, or take the road of a family man, or you know? Mm-hmm. But his music definitely kind of has that sound to it, real Southern and kind of gritty.
I think it's wide appealing too. Would you say?
Absolutely.
Good choice for the headliner.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's hear one of his. Called Take Me by the Daryl Scott Band.
For 7 days straight, I've been going to bed early and getting up late. I look out my window and it's one shade of gray. Oh, my wife and my kids, they don't have much to say. A man out of work only gets in the way. She's rising now, 1 inch an hour. And tonight we'll be lucky if we still have power. Yeah, but I got a flashlight, an oil lamp, and I'm ready to go. And a fresh set of batteries for my son's radio. If the dam really breaks, at least we'll know where to go. So, river, take me. River, take me, river, take me far from troubled times. River, take me, river, take me, river, take me far from troubled times. Oh, 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 oh. Well, if I had a boat, you know what I'd do.
There's been a growing after-party scene with the Lowertown Festival, so if you can't make it to the festival or are wanting more music late at night, you have a couple of options. Paducah Beer Works and Smedley Yizer will both be having after-parties, and one of the bands playing an after-party in addition to the main stage on Saturday will be Ona. Here is Sleep, Rinse, Repeat from the West Virginia Musicians.
Yes. Thank you.
Let's talk about another unique string band. They use a rarely used instrument, and they'll be at the festival, the sitar. The sitar? It's the sitar, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, the sitar. And this band is called Dog Yop.
Yes, I should admit that I've become pretty obsessed with them in the last few weeks. It's these couple of guys from Cincinnati that have been playing together for basically grew up together. They do this weird mix of electronic and folk, and he plays the sitar standing up, which I've never seen before. And it's pretty fun to watch and listen to. And I've just been walking around singing I Want to Be a Dog for a couple of weeks now.
I don't know how you can possibly make that instrument sound good, but I take your
amazing.
Word for it.
It's odd. It's still folk. It's worth listening to.
Well, how about we do that then? Here is I Want to Be a Dog by Dog Yop. So Dog Yop does have a Tiny Desk concert available, if anybody wants to watch that. Melanie, Cruel Waves have played on WKMS something very similar to a Tiny Desk concert. It's a
yes.
live lunch.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like playing live in studio like that?
Well, we usually have, you know, a tiny audience of people who come around, you know, who are up in the station and want to listen. So it's cool. It's obviously a more intimate setting than playing at a bar where everyone is paying attention to their beer and not really what mm-hmm. you're saying. So it's nice. Yeah.
I mean, there's some obvious differences, but what kind of differences in playing a studio and playing outdoors like the festival?
Well, I've never played Lower Town, but other outdoor events that I've played, sound has been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Just being able to hear yourself over the elements that might be presented that day. And in the studio, they're fine-tuning it for on-air or online, so it's a little bit more exact, I guess. You have more of a handle on it than if you're just outside in the open.
Right. Shannon, what would you say about the inside versus outside performances?
Night and day difference. I mean, it's like Melanie said, performing outside has a lot of benefits just in the atmosphere. You know, it's got a it promotes your performance. You know, it really It really puts emphasis and energy in your into your personal performance. You know, studio, you're really looking to perform with precision and not really worrying about the presence of the band. You know, it's you're literally just worried about the sound. But you can't have that same attitude when you play live, because most of the time your sound is not going to be that great when you're it doesn't even matter if you have a great sound guy. You know, it's just the acoustics of, or lack thereof, good acoustics playing outdoors in a neighborhood or on a block or what have you. And then obviously there's ambient noise that you have no control over, you know, other people talking and babies crying. There's always a baby crying. you can't escape the crying baby. And vehicles, you know, things right. like that. You just can't get it. You can't get around that.
But like you said, the energy is there and the fun is there, and that element will be present at the festival.
Absolutely.
So one band that will be playing outside on the main stage is going to be Liz Cooper and the Stampede. Melanie, what would you say about their music?
Well, they're a three-piece band. Liz is the front woman. She plays guitar and sings lead. And I really like their music. I'm sort of a YouTube junkie when it comes to live performance videos, so I saw them featured on an Audio Tree interview. Mm-hmm. And that's actually two of the four releases that they have are through Audio Tree. But yeah, they're right up my alley, personally. You can really hear they're influenced heavily from the 70s. Liz's voice, I'm not going to say it's just like Janis Joplin, but if Janis Joplin and Macy Gray had a hybrid, I think it would be closer to what Liz sounds like. I really dig it. It's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's one by them called Mountain Man.
When I'm old and gray, two steps closer to my grave, whispering pines and bitter nights, you'll be there to hold on to me tight. Through the forest, misty mountain, Adirondack Creek, and you and I. I hold on to your life.
Another female voice that will be at the festival is Nora Jane Struthers. Shannon, what can you say about Nora Jane Struthers?
Sorry, I was still trying to imagine that sitar player. Nora Jane
Well, you won't
Struthers.
Have to imagine.
It's so good.
May 19th.
Yeah. I adore her voice. I listen to some of their music, and... the full band atmosphere obviously is just fills the space, but they have somewhat of a country sound to them, and their harmonies, I'm a sucker for harmonies, and their execution of harmonies is pretty phenomenal. I really enjoy their music mm-hmm. quite a bit, and I'm looking forward to getting to see them live. It'll be my first opportunity to see them.
Well, before we all see them, let's hear them. This is Champion by Nora Jane Struthers.
There's a light on in your hallway, kettle screaming on the stove, dogs barking at the back door, bathroom tiles are black with mold, the babies are sleeping.
So, Becca, McCracken County Public Library does have an extensive musical library of high-quality acts. Could you tell us a few of the musicians that you currently have in the holdings at McCracken County Public Library?
Absolutely. We do. I just checked this. We actually have several in different formats as well, which is kind of important. I think we've got Hoopla, which is a streaming or download service, has a few. And we've also got some of the CDs in the library. Obviously, we have the Wheelhouse Rousters. We do have Pharisees. We will have Dog Yup because I'm so obsessed. Daryl Scott. Several that we've talked about tonight we will have in the library.
Okay. And so some of those you said are online and someone could yes. get those that way or...
I know that, yeah, you could do either. I know we have Nora Jane Struthers is available on Hoopla. It's the only one I can think of off the top of my head.
I'll give one last plug for the library. That is mclib.net, right?
Yes, sorry.
The website.
Yes,
okay,
that's the website.
And then you can search and see what they've got
yep,
there.
Yep, you can just search for artist or album. And.
All right. Well, I want to talk about one last band. Called the Quiet Hollers. Melanie, what could you say about the Quiet Hollers?
The Quiet Hollers, they're based out of Louisville. And they're formed primarily around Chadwick Wild, his songs. He's a singer-songwriter. And he actually only intended for this project to be a one-album thing. Hmm. And obviously it has not. I think they have... three now. They signed with Sauna Blast, and under them they released Amen Breaks, and it's sort of one of those bands that hops in between genres. It's not quite country, but it does have some Americana flavor, while also being a little darker. I mean, their third album explores a lot of stuff, like spirituality and mental health. I think it's really cool.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing those guys. Here's one by The Quiet Hollers.
Seeds down too deep, they'll die and never see the sun. My fault for that one. I was a city boy before, no excuses anymore. I'll try to learn and to keep us fed. Shed a tear for the books I should have read. I'd seen all the warning signs on the TV and the Times, but I had you to hold at night, and so it took me by surprise. We had so many things back then. I had silver Mont Blanc pen, and I'd write for hours about nothing that makes any difference now. And I used to worry what clothes I had on, the school recitals and the manicure lawns. And I had a laundry list of people I could count on if it all went wrong. And then the bomb.
This has just been a taste of music that will be at the Lowertown Arts and Music Festival. To hear a more full sampling, a Spotify playlist is out there, and you can always go to lowertownamf.com or any of the social media outlets, including Facebook and Instagram. Thanks again, Melanie, Shandon, and Becca, for joining me on this and giving some insight into the music. And I will definitely give a last encouragement for people to look on the schedule for Cruel Waves and Fair Seas. Special thanks to Paducah School of Art and Design for letting us use the studio, and Todd Birdsong for producing. I'm Justin Lewis, host of Something from Nothing. Thanks for listening, and hope to see you May 18th and 19th at the Lowertown Festival in Paducah, Kentucky.